stand up.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A lamp to my feet is your word, a light to my path. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible, nothing secret except to come to the light. Anyone who has ears ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear, for the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Have a seat. Today's a big feast for us. That's why we have extra candles. Today, the church remembers St. Thomas Aquinas. St. Thomas is a really, really, really important person in the history of the church and in the history of the world. What he taught still serves as the basis for most of what we teach you, and not only in religion class. And yet, St. Thomas has as much to teach us by his life as he does by the stuff that he wrote or said. Thomas came from a family totally unlike any of ours. His parents were rich. I don't mean like West Des Moines rich or South of Grand rich. I mean like his dad owned Amazon rich, that kind of rich, okay? The Pope was like his granduncle. The emperor was a first cousin. Everybody that was anybody was related to him. And Thomas didn't want to do any of that. He wasn't interested in making money. He wasn't really interested in being in charge of anything. He was a priest. He wound up becoming a priest, but he never had a parish like this. He was never anybody's boss, really, except maybe the brother that they assigned to help carry his books around for him. And yet the church holds him up as the greatest example of someone in Catholic schools, which is why he's so important for each one of us. He's the patron of our schools because he was the best of students and later the best of teachers. Here's the thing. His family wasn't wild about what he was trying to do. When he was a little boy, he was sent to the local church school. And that's because it was the best school, and his mom wanted him to have the best education. So she made sure that he got into this really, really good school. But the problem was, while he was there, he decided he wanted to be a priest. She really didn't want him to be a priest. Now, I'll tell you a little secret. My mom wasn't wild about me becoming a priest either. We had a lot of arguments about it when I was in high school and college, but eventually she got over it. St. Thomas's mom, though, she got so mad about it, she actually had him kidnapped, locked in a tower like Rapunzel. He had to sneak out the back in a basket. You can still go see the tower in the basket. He never gave up because he was convinced that it was God who was drawing him to the priesthood, to the church, and to work in Catholic schools. And eventually, much, much, much later, his mom at least kind of got it. Here's the reason I'm telling you that story. I know that the reason many of your parents have you here isn't because they really care about the church stuff. They just think that we're better than the school down the street. And we are. But you all need to be little St. Thomases. You need to bring your parents and your siblings and your friends and the other people who kind of like to hang around but are really not so sure about all this to him. To him. Because in the end, there's only one reason we have our school. And that's Jesus. Jesus is the reason we teach you math. Jesus is the reason we teach you science. Jesus is the reason we teach you how to read books and understand them and ask good questions. Jesus is the author of history, and so the reason that we teach you history. Jesus is the founder of human society, and so the reason we teach you social studies. Jesus wants you to live a healthy and a holy and a fulfilling life, which is why we counsel and guide you and have grown-ups around to help form you. Jesus is the reason that we play instruments and sing. Jesus is the reason we strive for excellence on the track or the athletic field. Jesus is the reason we have fun, even just out at recess. And yes, Jesus is right there sitting next to you at the lunch table in the cafeteria, often in the face of the kid whom nobody else wants to sit with. Jesus is the reason for all this. How do I know? Well, I know in my head, because Jesus has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that means whenever we teach you anything true, we're ultimately teaching you about Jesus, whether you realize it or we realize it or not. But I know it down here, in my heart and in my gut, deep down in my bones, because this is what I've given my life to. Because I was like St. Thomas. And you can be too.